Tilly and the Wall are our World Cafe guests today. They are from Omaha, and they are friends with Connor Oberst from that city. Their latest album, Bottoms of Barrels, is on his Team Love record label. A lot of energy in the room today, some cool sounds. Pay particular attention to the percussion. We'll tell you more after this song, Sing Songs Along, from Tilly and the Wall. Sing Songs Along is actually turns out to be the title track of Bottoms of Barrels. And don't you feel better now, everybody? God, you guys bring such exuberance into the room. That's fabulous. That's a great song.
Thank you.
Now, Tilly and the Wall, this is the second album for you guys. And it seems to me that there's like more Tilly, more Wall on this one. I mean, they're more. You seem to have worked really hard on everything. Not that you didn't on the first, but what is the difference?
Well, I think on this new record, it was the first time we recorded in a studio, an official studio.
That could work. Yeah,
yeah. So
we had actual freedom.
Yeah, it's like a little bit more hi-fi and production-wise.
Did you work on the lyrics, particularly on this one, or is it pretty much?
I think we've become better songwriters.
Mm-hmm. In that way.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the songs that Derek wrote, like, I just watched him go through draft after draft after draft, just like 6 months, 7 months on certain songs.
Well, that's something that really draws me to these songs because they're just really well crafted. And they're just, I mean, the lyrics take you two or three times to fully understand. So if people listen to that song a couple times, you'll like it better the third time. But if you were listening on the radio, you might have said, God, what a facile castanet player, you know, that is. And the reality of Tilly and the Wall is that Jamie is a tap dancer. And first of all, God, it sounds great. You had to really work out how to make it sound good in a band, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
And what have you done? How are you amped up there?
Well, I tap on top of a hollow box that has a metal sign on top of that. And there's a PCM mic in the front that gets the high end. And then we usually use like some kind of a mic inside the box for the low end, like a kick mic or something like that.
But Kiana, you and Neely are also kind of doing the bass notes of the thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So with your feet.
And it's also the same sort of box, a smaller box. It's a hollow box, and it's got a microphone in the back end, too. Mm-hmm.
It's basically to try to get more of a thump, more of a bass sound.
And there is some drum kit on the album, mm-hmm. but why did you decide to do that? Just was right for the songs? Or?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And you guys are from Omaha, home of Conor Oberst, and I know you're all pals. In fact, people may well have seen the band out on tour. In fact, that's where people from the cafes first saw you guys out with Bright Eyes. What's going on in Omaha? Why is there so much incredible music coming out of Omaha?
I don't know.
I know you
can't. There's not much to do.
Is that it? Is that it? When did the band start? How young were you guys when it started?
It started about 4 years ago.
I would think that you would attract a really young audience to shows. Is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's kind of a variety now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we started off like having, you know, a lot of Connor's fans, obviously, since he was the first one to take us out on tour. But now I kind of look out in the crowds and see kind of all different kinds of ages out there.
Are there a lot of tap dancers in the audience?
There are, yeah.
A lot of them come and talk to me. Uh-huh. Like sometimes the people that tap are like, oh, yeah, I tap. And
Jamie just signed her first pair of tap shoes at a show.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's true.
Well, one thing I've always loved about tap dancers is if you watch a tap dancer, you don't see what they're doing because the movements on your bottom of your feet are really what you're doing. It just looks like you're just stomping and this, whoa. Uh-huh. So do you get really tired?
The first maybe week or so of tour, I get tired. But then after that, I really like it. And I don't really like think of it as work so much. It's just like what I do in the band. And
right.
It's just like when you do it every day, it's just part of what you do during the day. So it's nice, actually, after, like, sitting in a van all day.
Oh, yeah.
So
you don't have to go
okay.
Run. You just get on stage.
Yeah, but the first week is pretty rough. I'm not going to lie.
Tilly and the Wall are playing live today. What do you want to do next?
Bad Education. We're going to do Bad Education.
Thank you.
And that's Bad Education, another one from Tilly and the Wall, who are playing live today. And kind of a flamenco thing there. That's mm-hmm. like, is it a different kind of dancing even?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. We actually went and watched like flamenco dancers and had somebody come in and teach us and
wow, really?
Just try to kind of study it a little bit for that song.
Now, I'm trying to figure out who writes what. Is it important to know? I mean, Neely and Keanu, you sang most of that. Does that mean it's your song, or Derek? How does it work in?
Derek wrote that song and the lyrics to that song for the most part. And then I don't know why Derek always wants to sing his songs. He's like, I don't want to sing that song. But yeah,
it's always like a collaboration.
Yeah, it's a collab.
Every song.
That one was kind of a collab.
That one was
so
some
it's like
of
different.
The,
it, yeah, sometimes we'll someone I'll bring a song and it'll be me singing it, or
right.
sometimes them.
It just depends on the song. Like I feel like Derek wrote that song because he wanted the girls to sing it.
Well, I'm also curious, is that's not it's not entirely a happy song, and yet it's very jaunty. And that's mm-hmm. kind of a thing people do sometimes, is you know, write darker lyrics to. Is that something you guys like to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. The secrets of Tilly and the Wall.
Secrets.
Very slowly coming out. Tilly and the Wall are playing live, and I think I understand you're going to do my favorite song on the album next, Rainbows?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good. Cool. I love
it. Hey, that's what we call it. Okay.
Rainbows in the Dark.
Rainbows in the Dark.
Bow!
Now, who wrote this one?
Derek.
I did.
Okay.
Shoot off the dove which tagged me a naive son. So the fortunate kids, yeah, they left on their lights and they stuck up their noses and started some fights. Their parents all cackled the dirt on my hands while my father was slaving, my mother. Joy.
Tilly and the Wall with Rainbows in the Dark, finishing things off. And and Derek, I have to ask, what was high school like for you?
High school was actually really great for me.
Yeah.
I had tons of friends. You know, I went to a high school. Nick went to high school with me. We actually got lucky because there was a bunch of oddballs. Like during, when I was in high school, there was like a crew of like 50 of us at least.
Wow.
So it was really nice.
Oh.
But so yeah, it was okay. It wasn't
good,
that terrible.
Good. Well, there's like a little tale of alienation in that. And so I was just wondering.
Yeah. We were all still alienated, you know.
Yeah, we're
picked
just a
on.
Lot of us. That's funny. And Tilly the Wall, the name came from the kid's book. And why did that book resonate?
Jamie's probably best at answering this question.
Well, we didn't really think about the story so much as just we sort of liked the way the name sounded.
Mm.
And I love like the author Leah Leone. He's one of my favorite children's book authors. And it ended up sort of fitting our band in the end. But I guess in the beginning, it's just we really liked the name.
Well, tell people what the story is and how that that fits.
Well, the story is of a little mouse named Tilly. And she wants to get to the other. There's a huge wall. And she wants to get to the other side and see what's on the other side. And everybody tells her not to do it, not to bother. And she tries all these different ways to get to the other side. And finally, she digs under and finds a bunch of mice just like her on the other side. So it's
there
kind of
go.
Like the story of the outsider overcoming obstacles, which sort of works for us.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Love your stuff. It's great. Tilly and the Wall are dancing their way out of here, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.